This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The DeVry Education Group reports profits today. The parent company of DeVry University, one of the country's biggest for-profit colleges, is getting hit on many sides, from declining revenue and legal trouble. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Enrollments at for-profit colleges have been falling lately, according to Stephen Bird with New America, a public policy institute.
More students went to the schools during the recession, and now that the recession is over, a lot of those students are going back in the workforce.
And Bird says the for-profits have also been hit by state and federal investigations into their job placement rates.
In part, that's because the government doesn't have a single standard that they use to say what a job placement rate is.
Last week, the Federal Trade Commission filed a lawsuit against DeVry. It said the school falsely claimed 90% of job-seeking graduates land work in their fields within 6 months of graduation. Trace Erden, a Credit Suisse analyst, thinks the for-profit sector is getting singled out.
The administration has effectively declared war on this industry.
Erden thinks the suit could cost DeVry anywhere from $250 million to $1 billion, but he says DeVry has good financial resources and likely won't go the way of Corinthian Colleges, which declared bankruptcy last year after a series of legal challenges. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.